Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan.
You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Because therapy is too expensive.
You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Hello, testing.
Oh, this isn't too bad. It's fresh.
What?
The wine, it's fresh and light.
What kind of wine is it?
It's a Pinot Grigio. You ever seen that?
Pinot Grigio.
I just discovered a thing called Pinot Grigio. I was like, yeah, girl.
What do you mean you just discovered?
There was a movie that said that. I forgot the actress's name.
Pinot Grigio. What is it?
Pinot Grigio.
Pinoy.
Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio.
It's the same thing.
Okay. Hi guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy, and guess the fuck what? Guess what? Joffra motherfucking Bryant is fucking back for the millionth time.
Every time it feels like a virgin. So yeah, I'm still gonna stop that.
So fun fact, we actually did... We recorded this episode before. We've done it. We did two episodes the last time we hung out, like a month ago. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I think we could do better.
Yeah.
I think it's because it was like a week after my breakup.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't know. You could just tell that I was like sad.
I get it. I don't even know what we're recording every time.
You don't?
You tell me every time, multiple times, and I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Do you even know what the topic is right now?
I had it. Couplings of sorts. Interracial couples.
Yes,
I got it. This is the one you told me so many times, though. I'm like, get it right. Remember. Otherwise, I'm just here to have a good time.
I know. Kiki. This is because we FaceTime every single day. Every day we FaceTime.
There's always something to talk about.
There is.
I don't care if we repeat the same shit. I'm like, yeah. It's
sometimes
like
sometimes we just have to tell each other about like...
It's like holding promises, maybe.
What?
You know, when you tell your friend, you're like, shit, I said it. So when you tell your friend how you feel, what you're going to
do. Okay.
And what you're going to do to change that shit, you know what I mean?
And you've helped. You've been helping me, like, through my breakup.
Oh, good. I never know. I really
No, you really know. Have. You really, you're definitely, like, there's certain friends. Like, there's friends who are like, okay, let me nurture you. Let me listen to you vent. And then there's friends who are like, yo, let's pull up. Fuck some shit up. You don't fucking need him.
Bangers.
Yo, fuck him. He trash.
Get the bangers out.
Yeah,
get the bangers.
Yeah.
Bang, bang on your window.
Like, you are like the friend who will talk shit and not hold back just to make me feel better.
Yeah. But in person, I would never go at it that way. In person, I would go hard, educated hard.
Yeah.
I'd be like.
How so?
I'd be like, my nigga, you don't understand shit about your own psychology. I think you might
but
need
I think
to, you
I'm
know.
Self-aware, though. I'm pretty
that's
self-aware.
That's the reason why. When but people are self-aware, it's not as funny. It's the folks who aren't aware who they get torn up inside. That's like calling somebody, that's like telling a white person they're racist.
Where they have to face themselves with their own
privilege.
And they're like, how dare you? I would never. There's not one racist bone in my body. I'm like,
you're like, you're white, so you are born racist.
Dude, I'm like, we all have shit. We've all got shit. The least you could do is admit to that shit.
Exactly.
If you can't, we gonna make fun of it.
Which is the perfect segue to what we're talking about today is interracial relationships.
I got it.
And this was requested by a listener, Brian. Shout out to Brian. He's such a supporter of the show.
Brian. I wish I had a tambourine so we could just keep going.
Brian.
Get the tambourine.
No one understands us.
I do, but we
okay.
Do, but
it's
we
fine.
Do.
It's fine. Yeah. No, but he seems really cool. He's been supportive of the show since fucking day one.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
B-Ross, send him a gift. Send him some merch or something. Send him like a candy
send
box.
Send him a gift. All right.
Send a gift.
We maybe
gonna
I
send
will.
You a gift, B-Rad. I'm gonna put something in there.
Did
too.
You say B-Rad?
B-Rad. B-Rad.
Yes, B-Rad. But he requested this, and I'm like, you know what? This is actually perfect to what's going on in the world, and even in what happened with my relationship. But also, I did get a tweet. Remember, I told you about this.
The tweet. I do.
You don't remember anything.
I do, but like when I hang with friends, I'm like, okay, fresh time. Reset.
Fresh slate of mind.
Fresh slate. Whatever happened has happened. Today is today.
So I saw a tweet about the show because I look up what people tweet about the show because you know what? I got to keep up to what y'all thinking and shit.
Soosh.
Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice, that way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. So this person said, Broco therapy is a negative for me. Listen to the Friends with Benefit episode and nah, she was really fetishizing black dick the whole episode. And then proceeds to ask what black love is to her co-host and is pretty much ignorant to black issues. And Dan, at first I wasn't going to respond because I was like, I know me, whatever. But I'm like, you know what? This is actually very important to talk about.
Yeah.
So I responded. I said, hi, I appreciate this tweet, actually, because I will own up to my ignorance back in the day. This episode was recorded 4 years ago. I do not stand by that mindset back then at all and do not want this represented on the show. I'll be doing an episode about this. Mm. So here we are.
I think that's the appropriate thing to do. That's the appropriate response to it. It wasn't like, I didn't do any of that. It was like, shit.
I did.
Yeah,
I said that.
I did. And now, yeah. Now that you know maybe more than you did then and things change, we've all had some shit where we didn't know something before and then you learn.
Yeah, 4 years ago was like when it was like election year, you know? And like, you know, like back then, you know, the topic of race and all that shit was like not really a hot topic. Like no right. one really, everyone just suppressed those type of topics. No yeah. one ever discussed it. And so,
except the people who were being right, abused exactly. within that yeah. system.
I mean, it was always we like talked silenced. About. Don't get me wrong. It was always talked
but
about.
But it was just in the world sense, they silenced it so much and it almost kind of made me feel as a black person I had to sit down because I'm like, damn it, ain't nobody here with me.
Aw.
Shit.
Makes me sad.
Makes my ass sad, too. That's why you gotta keep fucking changing and learning some shit. But
that's important. But that's why this type of topic is really important because... Mm-hmm. So back then, of course, I was ignorant. And just a background story on me, I grew up in Santa Clarita, which is, yeah, it's mixed. It's a melting pot. But predominantly, it is white as fuck. Yeah. It's very white culture.
I've never even been out
and
there.
Even at,
I don't go.
You're like, I don't even
no,
want to.
No, thank you.
But even as, you know, an Asian brown girl living in a white community, like there was a lot of even like self-hate within myself. I was always trying to prove to the white people that I wasn't a fob, which is a fresh off the boat Asian, that I was a cool Asian. And that I was
loved being quote, fob.
I know I love being fob.
My mom would be like, people would call my house just to hear my mom. And I'd be like, give it to her, mom. You know, because she would, who's that? All the
I
time.
Love it.
I love it. It's fucking hilarious.
It is. Yeah. But like, you know, back then I was embarrassed. I would always try to come off as like, I'm whitewashed. Look at me. I hang out with white people. I hang out with outside of my race because it's like a self-hate thing. We're taught that. So I don't know. And it's just obviously back then it was just I was ignorant and I'm going to own up to that.
That makes my butthole pucker. That subject. What? That makes my butthole pucker. It's painful to think of. Because we all did it.
We all did it.
A lot of people did. Fucking sucks.
It does. And so, of course, I'm attracted to black men. That's what I usually date. And I wasn't.
They didn't know what that. I'm sorry. I was like, what is this?
The hand sanitizer?
We don't know you.
You're not sponsoring us.
I don't even want to read the name.
Yeah. Anyway. So what was I saying? I feel like I'm high, but I'm not.
Welcome to my world.
No, but pretty much, you know, like I back then, like you could say like, oh yeah, I love black dick or like jungle fever. And like, it wasn't. And that's how I used to talk. And I'm saying that because that's how I used to talk because I didn't think that that was like
at least you
racist.
Right.
I didn't think that was racist because I'm not over here being like, I hate black people. I'm over here. I love black people. I love this, and that, you know.
Well, it's culturally, you identify more with people of color. It makes sense. But like, whenever I heard that on the opposite end, I didn't hear it often, but there was times where I was definitely exotified, especially because I'm mixed. Dude, it was hilarious. They'd say something like jungle fever. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? What am I? Am I fucking cheetah in the woods here in the jungle? Like,
right.
What you mean? You talking about my nappy hair? I did my best to flat iron and you still saying some shit's going on my edges. You could fuck right off, you know?
Right.
But it just, besides that, culturally, it was a stab. It was just a stab because it's like,
it's just disgusting. Like, I even think back to the way that I was, and I hate that I even said that now, but I'm only saying it because I'm.
You're trying to own up.
I'm trying to own up. But here's the thing. That's why the conversation is so important because I would have continued to think talking like that was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so, and also, you know, obviously dating black men, they've talked about being black in America and how they would even question, like, are you fetishizing me? Like, are you about
legitimate questions?
Black issues? Like, are you with it or are you just trying to...
I ask the same thing. I've always asked anyone that I've been in an interracial couple with, if am I your first woman of color, specifically black woman? If I am, usually I'm out the door because I've learned it hasn't worked. I'm not going to say never. Everybody to their own. But like, nah. So normally I try to go for somebody where I'm not their first black woman or woman of color.
Okay,
period.
So you are with a white man.
Yeah.
How is that like?
It's very different. I get very upset because I'm like, why don't you fucking understand? What the fuck? And there's things I just can't explain except with just, you have to just know. And he don't know. But the thing is, he doesn't try to act like he knows. He tries to kind of like, oh shit, I didn't really think of it that way. Even though his background is not a particularly usual white person's background. Like he wasn't that privileged in that sense. But what he did have was visual privilege.
Right.
Which, you know.
Like he's not going to get pulled over for the color of his skin.
Or he might, because nowadays, as of the last few years, now it's more predominant white men get pulled over for good reason. So he's been pulled over his fair share. He's fucked up his fair share. But it's very different because culturally, especially at such a racially charged time right now, there's a lot of hot conversations coming up where I just wish he understood off the bat what I felt on the daily, what I feel now. And it's not a problem, but it's a point of conversation. That's the hardest part. If I was with a black man and or Filipino man, I wouldn't have to explain it as much.
Right.
Family-wise, they get it. humor wise they get
and,
it.
Yeah, because that was the thing with me and Morgan, because Morgan was obviously black. Yeah. And
we should give him a nickname. Morgan.
Well, everyone he knows. Like, if I just call him a random name, I'm going to be like, wait, who? It's like, Morgan. True. So they already know.
Out of the bag.
He had a nickname at first, but then obviously we became official. Yeah.
Anyways, back to it.
Back to it. So, that was actually one thing that I know really bugged him. And it's funny, like, during the spiritual medium episode, Yesenia, the medium, even brought it up. She was like, are you guys a different race? Like, because I'm seeing that that's kind of an issue. And it was. He never made me feel bad about it until, like, when we broke up.
Yeah.
You know, because, so fun fact, you guys, he is back with his ex-girlfriend that he, you know, cheated on me with and whatever, all that stuff. So he's with her. They're officially together. And at one point, he was really trying to decide who he wanted to go to. And I, you know, that's another story for another time. But he obviously chose her. And the one thing that he was, like, telling me, that you're, like, trying to sneak in your wine over there.
Sneaky.
It's okay. The one thing that he, you know, was really just rubbing in my face when he was upset was, like, he's like, you will never know or understand me because you're not from where I'm from. She knows where I'm from. She, you know, has, like, she gets it. You don't get it. And, like, that made me feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know, because like obviously I support black love, like,
but obviously it's kind of the truth.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it an end all be all, but it's a valid fact for him enough to bring it up. Do I believe that that's right? You know what? To each their own, but I do understand the toughness in having to explain yourself, not just who you are, but who you are based on your racial, cultural background.
And how you're brought up. Yeah.
When people are vastly different, even if you were the same color, to be honest, because of where you're from, you still wouldn't understand.
I know, yeah.
That's the difference, is it's not fully based on that. It just does put, it could put a little bit more work into things. I do think that the outcome is...
Bro Girl Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made, because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl.
If you work on shit that hard and both parties are willing to stick around with stuff that deep to the core, it hits deep to the core, that's something. I've had some friends during this are interracial couples, and I'm like, yo, you doing okay? How is it, you and your partner? And a lot of them have said, like, actually, we're closer than ever now because we're hitting on some really intense stuff. Some have not made it.
Yeah, I feel like it really definitely tests things for sure. And with him, like, and I even knew it from like the moment that we started dating. I was like, I feel like you're supposed to be with the black woman. Like, ooh. I feel like he was like, what do you mean? And I was just like, I don't know. And like, I obviously am someone who's very understanding even before I even met him. But like, I've always been trying to do better and understand the culture, especially if I am attracted to black men and I tend to date black men. Like, if I'm going to date a community that's outside of my own, I have to understand them.
Yeah.
And they have to understand me. Yeah. And with Morgan, it was just like, when it came down to it, he
needs that comfort, and that's okay.
He does, yeah.
That's a comfort zone.
Which made me feel like, obviously it makes me feel like shit, because it's like, I love you, and I want to be there for you. I want to understand you. I want to protect you. I want to, you know, like, be your woman, but obviously you feel more comfortable with someone who's just like you. And I get that, but of course, like, you know.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but somebody that isn't willing to explain to you isn't worth the fight either. So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if that's a comfort zone, we know that this person might have a tough time explaining some things. Now he doesn't have to. Good for him if that's what he wants to do. But I get it, because there's been times where I've told Rick, like, yo, I really think sometimes you need a dumb white girl or just like a submissive white girl, because I'm definitely not that. Mm. I will fight you tooth and nail because I think it's sexy, first of all. And secondly, sometimes I have shit to say and I just want you to fucking be quiet, because I just want to say it. That's all. It's just right. A woman. Maybe it's just like a masculine versus femininity type thing. But there's sometimes where I just want the fucking attention on me. And there's a lot of times, especially right now, where I know he doesn't get it. And there would be some things humor-wise, culturally, that he would understand better with a white girl. The difference is, every time I ask him this and or say that, he gets really upset because he's like, what the fuck? I don't want that. It's not anything. I've seen it, done it. I don't want anything like me. I don't want the same shit that I have had and seen and grown up with. Yeah. I want the opposite, because it's just funner for me.
That's how he feels at home. Like, that's why, like, I am attracted to Filipinos.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, mentally being stimulated, I'm like, I don't click. And that's why I haven't, no shade to my Filipino community.
I don't know, dude. Call me just like a horny person. I'm like, I'll take anything. I don't care where the fuck you're from. I'd like to build a roster on, you know, Uri country would be cute.
Yeah, well, the first guy that I've ever lost my virginity to was Filipino. My first love was Filipino. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Because I just feel like, I think of Filipino relationships as so funny. Because I didn't even date him for real. We were just like hanging out, apparently. Motherfucker. Just hanging out. I was like, you're my I thought we were dating. You stupid bitch.
No, you're, but yeah.
It was so funny because my humor, I didn't have to explain shit. And I finally met somebody that was almost funnier than me. I was like, damn, dude, you funny
as
shit.
Was he Filipino?
Full.
Oh, wow.
Full. I know.
How old were you, though?
23, 24.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there was a bit of comfort being with the Filipino, being like, oh my God, your family's like mine. Like, I call your mom Tita. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yo, he had a blow and go in his car. He couldn't start the car without blowing into it.
What was he? Did he get a DUI?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, that's so Filipino. You know, them like tuck Filipinos.
No, mine was like super smart. Like, he's like, it has his doctorine now and shit. Like,
oh, shit.
He has like hella money.
I think mine has dreads now. And it's like, last I saw him, he was drunk at a football game, I think it was a baseball game, and I was like, with the new boo, so I was like, my bitch has a career.
My bitch.
Look at you, you disgusting hippie Filipino. You know?
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
I gotta find you a picture.
Wow, what? Sorry. Okay, what?
I'm so excited.
But, like, have you ever dated someone who's black? Have you dated a black man before?
Yeah, and mixed.
Okay.
That like super light skin. That little
and how was
skin,
that like?
Pissed me off. That light skin motherfucker pissed me off. I got mono from that bitch. What? And I went to the hospital because I was so dehydrated. Motherfucker didn't even come see me at all. And I was like, so did you
how
know?
How old were you? Mono is so junior high. Everyone at junior high got mono.
I think I was like 17. Not me, 17.
Okay.
Going
yeah.
into my senior year of high school.
Okay, that's like mono's
so
very
skinny. I was like, fuck you. Now I'm skinny.
I've never had mono. What is it like to have mono?
It's great. It's the worst thing ever. You're sick for like 6 months. I'm not shitting
Holy
you.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was like 6 months.
I remember just in junior high being like, oh my God, don't share a drink with Brad. he had mono. And then I dated Brett at the end of the year.
It hurts so much. Like, your throat is on fire. You can't swallow. You're tired. I had to go to the hospital because I wasn't taking in fluids and eating. I was just like, leave me alone. My throat hurts. So she was, this doctor was like, you need to go to the emergency room right now. They just need to get you on some IVs.
Can you die from mono?
It's rare. If your system is super complicated, then it's possible. It's kind of like an extended, really bad flu.
Does
in a way.
Any grown-ass person get mono?
I think so. I'm pretty sure you can get it because even after having mono, because I've had mono, when I'm sick, I could pass that at any time for whatever reason.
Oh, hell no.
Because it's just in my system. Like I've just built immunity. Yeah, that's why I also don't share with people that much, especially if I'm ever sick. I do not share, period. Because I've had mono. Like, it's great, though. I lost 15 pounds, and I looked so fucking good. I was like, fuck you, senior year, here I come. Fuck you, senior
that's
year.
So fucked up.
I got a new car and it's like, yo, let me get a boyfriend or something. That's all it, that was it. So at the end of the day, but anyways, as far as like
interracial relationships,
as far as like dark black men, I've been on a few dates with this dude from Africa. I forgot which part. I think he was maybe Somali. Good looking as shit and yoked. However, had a girlfriend at the time and I was like, excuse me, sir, you're not supposed to do this.
You know, how did you find out you had a girlfriend?
Oh, he told me at the table over drinks. And I literally
maybe
like,
they had an open relationship.
That's what he said. Come to find out they didn't. Oh. I didn't do anything because right when I heard that,
Yeah. How'd you meet him?
He was a dad, though. He was he had like a 6-year-old daughter or something. And I was like, but you fine.
I would fuck a father.
I have. It was really scary, though, because this was in New York. This is in New York, and I found out he was a dad. This has happened a few times.
I only fucked one dad, I think.
I'm saying, you know, dads can put it down sometimes, because they've been there, done that.
Yeah, he was, like, 10 years older.
Yeah. It was weird.
He actually made the theme song for the show.
I mean, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I did see, a toy in the corner, though, once when we were banging, and I was like,
a what? Oh.
There was maybe a stuffed animal or something like that. And I was like, ooh, no.
But see, we're at that age now. We're 30. Well, I'm 29, but 30.
I know, but
we're well, you're in a relationship.
I don't feel right fucking on a bed that a child sleeps in. That's disrespectful. And I was like, your child sleeps in the bed? I have to go. But it's okay. I was on his Uber account, so I didn't have to pay for my rides.
What?
I did it.
What
was
the
he putting on like a family account or something?
Yeah, how
it
did
was
you
like
get
an
Uber
dick
account?
Listen, it was purely once upon a time in New York. I was living in Harlem and I was just like in it for dick purely. So I think he was maybe from Tinder possibly, and it was one of those times where I was like, yo, you wanna fuck or nah? You know?
Damn.
And it was like that. And then I think we were chit chatting for a minute and we met up for drinks in Harlem, and then
was he white?
Yeah. After a while, he was white and bald, I think.
I'm pretty sure that's literally my type.
Short hair. I'm sorry. He was short hair and like blondish, I guess. But he was a chef also.
Really?
I'm down for chefs because they know what to do. They're just like, I don't have time for this. Bend over. Yeah, yeah. But then I remember we're banging enough that I was like, look, this is cute, but like, I'm a lady. If I'm going to come here to fuck, I'm not going to like pay to fuck. So I'm not going to pay for my own ride. So if you want to come to mine, you're welcome to. The doorman will let you in and out. Shugs. Because we have a doorman today. But then And then I got put on the family account because sometimes I'd be out after work. He would text me and be like, you know, send a time or something.
Yeah, that's kind of genius.
It's
like
fierce.
To put like pussy on your fucking Uber account to be like, let me order it real quick.
Yeah, and then he would be like, where you at type thing. And I'd just be like, oh, Lower East Side. And then he would say, hey, take a car up. Use the account. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh my God. That's
serious.
Kind of,
it was literally on my phone. So I could just order it and they would say which one, family account or not. No, when we stopped, because I met Rick. And so when I went back to New York, I was like,
gotta get quit the dick.
Yeah. He tried again. And I was like, nah, because the D was good for Rick.
What?
The D was good for Rick. I was like, I'm sorry. If you can bang me better.
How many white dudes have you had sex with?
A lot. A lot.
So are you like predominantly attracted to white men?
I think so because the town I grew up in.
I grew up in a white man town too. And I was like, I need the opposite of everything that's here.
You know, but in Seattle, most of the black dudes around me at the time were like, if there was the one black dude in the school besides me, they'd be like super nerdy or something.
Or like very like.
Just too shy. And I'm like, look. Or there was this dude named Cubby.
Or they'd be like.
This nigga named Cubby.
What?
Yeah, he just had a big old ass. I was like, Cub, you got a big ass. His ass was bigger than mine. I was jealous. I'm like, I can't. And he was kind of creepy, but I liked it because it was sexual creepy.
Did you have sex with him?
No, I was in like middle school, bitch. Okay, just, like, okay. But Cubby. I've been with anything and everything. Korean.
Filipino.
Latina, Filipino, black, mixed black, Middle Eastern.
I've been with Filipino, black, one white dude. How and the first.
I already know because I've done this enough times. I've felt enough dicks.
Fun fact, the first time I had sex with a white dude was the day Trump got elected.
You know what? Take your power back. You take your power back,
girl. That's what I did. That's what I did.
Take your power back.
And I remember we were at a restaurant and they announced like Donald Trump was our new president-elect. And
oh my God.
We were so sad. We were eating a charcuterie board and we were drinking and we went home and we had sad sex that it was like a really weird vibes.
That's white boy sex.
And we were dating for like a month and we would have sex like kind of often. And honestly, it was not good. I think I faked it a lot of times.
Ooh, that's been my
like, cute. It was just very bland.
Yeah. But you know what? I will say
he's also
out of
really
white
fucking
dudes,
dorky.
European white guys are different. Let me credit some European white boys.
Why?
That dick. I don't know. They're not afraid. They're not afraid. The things that are gross in America is not gross in Europe. Like hair, regular body sense, if you shower or don't shower type thing. So I've definitely hit it with some Euro guys. And
I've never had a Euro guy at all.
I had this dude.
I've never had a foreign. Wait.
Bruh. There was one time I went on a pure sexathon. This was like when me and this dude would meet up every so often. It would be like the entire night and morning of just like you take a nap to recharge the juices and then you go again. You know what I mean?
So
Latvian.
Besides,
I hope he
besides
never sees
Rick,
this.
Who was like your favorite to have sex with and what was their race?
Okay.
He was another white man, huh?
I would say the Latvian is up there with the
judging
top dicks. That's okay. It's actually, I'm trying to think. Actually, no. The Filipina, the Latvian guy, who else?
The Filipino with dreads?
He didn't have dreads at the time. He had beautiful hair, and his body was amazing. Oh my God, I have the grossest story for you about that. I don't know if you want this here.
I'm trying to think of how many Filipinos I've fucked. One, two. Two.
What's up?
Yeah. What's up? I would say their names, but they're friends. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. What is that called? What is that called? Kate's
well, like,
Cave
they,
Brothers or
but
something?
But it was like such a, it was years. That sounds awful. Oh my God. But they were like years
Everybody's
apart.
Done it.
But
Everybody's
they're
done
not,
it.
You know, they're not like best friend or anything, whatever.
I guess.
Like that sounds so bad.
You know what? It doesn't.
It's okay.
It's fine.
He's Gross. Married now.
It's fine. He happy. It's fine. He
yeah,
happy.
It's okay. We all moved on and shit. You know what I mean? But
I'm saying good D is good D, though. Background or not, it's up to them to try to work that shit
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but I'm
know?
Just saying, like, in relationships, you know, I'm definitely open. I'm not just prone to just being with black men. But for some reason, that's just who I just mentally connect with and emotionally connect with, you know? And so... But now with Morgan being like, you'll never understand me. I'm feeling a little kind of insecure, you know, like I'm a little like, should I
just do the work?
You know, what he also said to me, too. He's like, you're supposed to be with the white man. You're not supposed to be with the black man. You're supposed
That's
to be with
rude.
The white man. And I was like, fuck you.
Well, what he's actually saying, if you dig through that, is pretty much he knows your future is brighter than his. And he's just upset. What? He knows your future is brighter than his. So, of course, he's going to try to put you down about something because there's not much that's going to stop your upward bound. His is, we don't know, but it ain't the same. That's why, otherwise,
I feel
why
like people are
going
to be so mad at that comment.
I really don't care. I'm like, well, don't say shit out your ass, you know?
Right.
That's saying shit out your ass.
I know.
Ass
like
to
he,
me.
But also, I feel like it was a bit of him gaslighting me, just being
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
because
so
he just wants someone to feel as bad as he does because that decision is really tough, but that's what he wants. There's nothing wrong with that. But to me, it's like, well, then stop listening to the show. Then stop. Then just go away. Live your life. Nobody hates anything for what's going on. It's just like a learning curve. But yeah. Luckily, at least you're coming out on top, bitch. Live your life.
I am. I'm going to live my life and just love who I want to love.
Yeah,
and
who gives a shit? Everyone's mixed these days.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, like...
Oh, my God, I'm empty.
I don't know. We'll see. I love who I love, and I can't help it at times. So it
but
just
also
sucks.
Try to understand, maybe if yeah. because you have time to do the work, try to understand and research that background, research the things that you may need to know, but you can't even know until you meet the person. That's why I'm like,
yeah. I also felt like he never even really tried to get to know my culture that much.
No.
That's, actually, he went to Jollibee one time with me and he loved it.
That doesn't, that's not.
You, that's about
I'm
it.
I'm saying once you've seen Thinikling, then we could
yeah.
talk.
But honestly, I was like, I told him, I was like, yo, let's go to the fucking Philippines. Like, yes. I want to show you my country. Like, I want to.
Eat some carcass, bro.
Yeah, so if it's not with him and it's with whoever, like, I would want them to, like, want to come to the Philippines
yes.
and, you know, with me. And like, I mean, I still feel like I need to get in touch with my roots. Even my
for
Lebanese
sure,
side. I don't know anything about my
what's
Lebanese
up,
side.
Girl? You had Lebanese food before?
Yes.
I haven't. I'd like to try.
Dank as fuck.
Okay, okay, okay. I agree. That's why we're going to go to the Philippines together.
Yeah, we have to go to the Philippines together. Because yeah.
Rick wants to go. But I, that's the reason why I also.
It's sexy when they just want to be like, you know, or if yeah. they like try to pick up the words.
Yeah.
And stuff.
That's why, to be honest, if it's a white man that I'm dating, I prefer chefs, like white male chefs, if yeah. I'm going to date a white man. Because.
And you are dating a white man who
yeah,
is a chef.
Who is a chef. Because. Food is their language. They
that's
may not
true.
Understand.
And you have to be open, especially yes. Filipino food, yes. especially Asian food. And that was the thing too. He was like, I don't want, like, he was so picky on everything.
Oh,
he's
hell
like,
no.
I don't want to try that. Like, he was,
oh, hell no.
So, but you I need someone who's going to want to eat it all. I know.
Yeah, come eat the balut.
I had tried the balut once and it was disgusting. Yeah. But you know what? I fucking tried the balut.
You tried it. Did you put vinegar?
I don't remember.
Oh, you have to put vinegar soy sauce.
I have a video. I'll show you me balut.
What's up? What's up?
I'll show you. We should do that one day. We should try balut.
I don't.
On the show.
I won't.
Why?
Because I'm vegan. I can't eat that stuff. Oh, I will literally barf. It's a baby chicken.
Is there like a vegan balut?
I'll make something else.
No, vegan. It has I'll to be the actual balut. Okay, maybe I'll just do it.
You do
just,
it. You I'll eat pancit by you. I'll make my own. I can't. Yeah, yeah. I just can't with the baby cheek. Because it's you can see the bones. It literally is like
it's
this.
So like you sometimes know? You even can feel like the feathers.
Yeah, you
it's
can.
It's so disgusting.
With the right sauce, it's not that bad, though. But you gotta have the right sauce. Yeah, that's yeah. it.
But that's like a fucking specialty in the Philippines. And I would want to be with someone who's like, I want to try all of the foods.
Hell yeah.
I want to go to the culture, you know, like just because I, no matter what culture they are, I will try my best to be understanding of it because I know that I will never relate and that's just the reality. I will never understand how it's like to be black or Korean or
that's the fun white,
you know. But yeah, that's why I think I love being in an interracial yeah. relationship is because there's like there's so much more that's outside of me and I yeah. love learning about different cultures. Like I'm all about living and learning.
I'm
about
picky about my white men's though now. If I were I prefer them to be southern or southern influenced because most of the time depending
they're
on
racist,
where they're from
though.
They're racist, but there's heavy divides. A lot of the times you can find, I'm just with like Southern blacks and whatnot, and black is in America. They're mostly started in the South because of slave trade and all that shit. Yeah. So I'm like, well, at least if I can get someone, they have more chances of being fucking mixed. And I love me some Southern shit because they just, it's more like black culture to me.
Right.
That's what I feel comfortable in and all that jazz. So I wanted a white Southern if I was going to do white and a chef, because you can't tell me a chef isn't willing to try anything and everything and go somewhere.
Oh, for
you
sure.
know?
Because they're going to be, yeah.
Yeah. But
see, I just want someone to eat with me.
That's what I'm saying.
I just want
to eat together. That's why I'm like, you can't eat. You can't pack it in. That's disrespectful in my household. Pack
right.
it in, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. Man. And it is, like, especially in the Filipino culture, like, if you make someone food or you buy someone food or you.
Loving.
Yeah, well, and they reject you because they're like, oh, I don't want to eat that. It's the most disrespectful. I love people.
Hot flash.
I know, it is really
it's
hot.
From
it's
the
like
wine.
The most disrespectful thing you can do.
Yeah, you have to keep eating. I yeah. have to keep eating. You have to fill your plate. Once your plate's empty.
I need that fan too.
I'm
it's so sane, fucking
girl.
Hot. I'm about to pass out.
But it feels good though.
Yeah.
I think just like the wine's got me warm also. That's why I tried to wear no clothes.
It's all good, girl.
Shit.
Oh my God.
Flash.
My earring's about to fall off.
But that's the fun.
Yeah. But I don't know. I love dating outside of my race for the reason because it's like I love learning about different perspectives and cultures and all that stuff. But anyways, any last words about interracial relationships and, you know,
give it a
white
try.
Men?
Try. Give it a try. Get outside your comfort zone. Try or, something else, but be patient and be willing to learn.
Yeah, or stick. I mean, I understand also. I support sticking with what you know as well.
Absolutely.
I think just knowing what works for you, like with Morgan, what works for him is someone who's just like him.
He doesn't have to explain. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to be with someone, if they are outside of my race, I need to be with someone who's very open-minded and patient. Because you have to be willing to want to explain yourself and understand that I'm not the same. You know?
It's hard, but
it
you know.
It is hard, but it's work. Relationship is work.
And you don't choose who you love sometimes. So it's like,
trust me, I wouldn't have chosen.
Touche. I chose mine wisely. I'm fine.
It is what it is. So anyways, plug yourself, bitch.
I'm off social media.
Are you? No, you didn't delete it.
I didn't delete it. It's just my name.
I think you need like a separate personal page just for like.
I have one. I'm just lazy.
Why did you plug that one? I like the name of it.
No, that's my like private time. Someday.
Okay. And what's your hair one? Because she does hair. She does my hair.
So it's Jafra underscore J-A-F-R-A underscore. And I'm a blue emoji. Blue haired emoji.
Yes. And then follow me, Stephanie Megan. Or go to brokegirltherapy.com. All that shit is there. Okay, bye. We're doing another episode.
Let me fan myself.
Yes, bitch. Okay,
I'm
bye.
Hot.
Broke girl therapy. 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 Broke girl therapy.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.